Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today I've got for you something rather unusual, and I think it only cost me £1.19. Haverwood Gold Ale, brewed with 100% British barley, 4.1% gold ale, right? Traditionally craft brewed, blah, 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 pale malts combined with 5 distinctive hops. Deliver a refreshing and full-bodied flavour. Don't we like flavour? I mean, full-bodied, you know. And showing this ale is not afraid to stick its neck out. And it's got a goose on the label. And you know what they say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So let's have a gander at this. And it's got a proper Union flag top. So I'm just going to pop that there. I'm going to give you a good old noggin and a look at that. And we'll pop this into a Shepherdine Master Brew glass and see where we are going. Because what I do like now and again is just a good old British ale that doesn't cost me too much. And it's pale, you know. So there's a nice bit of froth going on there. That is nice. Just wait 2 seconds while I take a photograph. And then we'll have a little taste and see what we make of this. If it wants to give me a photo, does it want to give me a photo? I think it does. Yeah, come on. Just turn it around a bit so we can see the old goose stash. Yeah, nice. Come on in. Yeah, put it in. Okay, so I'll type that up a bit in a minute. But right, so I popped into Lidl's and I just thought to myself, I'll get some of them cheap. You know, the 4%, you get 10 for £3.69, the Santa Buttin, and they're just basic little stumpy lagers, but I do like a stumpy lager in the summer. But as I get nearer to my steak overnight, I want an ale just to sort of wet my whistle, and then I'm going to go on to the red wines. So just before the red wines, I've got this gold ale. Let's see what I think. Smells beautiful. Really, really, really nice countryside smells on the nose. Whoa. I mean, there's a hell of a lot more going on in that glass, to be fair, than most of the pints that I get pulled in a pub around here. For gold ale, pale ale, India pale ale, summer ale. That is beautiful. I think you're going to like that. I think you're going to be impressed. I did buy it because it was like cheap. Okay, I think it was £1.19. But yeah. If you love that bite that comes from hops and barley mixed together, and you want something more out of your drinking than just a cheap sort of throw it together lager. Do you know what I mean? It's got everything about the warm British bitter, you know, the chestnut toffee amber and all that, but it's rolled out for summer. Gold ale, beautiful. I tell you what, oh, I could honestly think I was in a really nice pub drinking that. That is so splendid. That would go fantastic with macaroni cheese, right? Pizza, absolute dead ringer. Anything, obviously, with chips. And it would be fantastic with both turkey and goose. And, of course, chicken, you know, yeah. And if you happen to be going down a Kentish lane of a, you know, summer evening or into the autumn, you're bound to meet a pheasant. Just open your door, pluck them up, snap their neck. And before you know it, there's a nice roast in the oven, isn't there? It's free of charge. Just got to pluck it. And who doesn't like to be a pheasant plucker? Hey, that's right. So, you know, that is just exactly the kind of beer Lidl's. I have to say, I wouldn't mind having a case of them. They're really nice. I'm not joking you. That is one of the best pale ales I've had for a long, long time. And if I'm paying around about £1 a bottle, I'm happy. And I think you're probably happy too. It would go fantastic with cheese, any kind of dessert, and just on its own with a bag of crisps. You know what I mean? I would recommend cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, or just ready salted, what we British call plain, you know, just plain crisps. So there we go. That is my top recommendation. Got to be the cheapest bottled beer out there. It's only worth buying. And that's Haverwood's Lidl Gold Ale, 100% British barley, 5 hops, 4.1%. You're laughing, okay? Chinners.